It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Are we on? Dave?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we on, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Dave, you got to pot Craig up. Dave?
He's not on yet. Hang on just a second.
This ought to be fun.
So what do you want to talk about?
Are you there, Craig? Or Chase? Or
can you not hear me?
The linchpin has been sheared, and the wheels are off.
Hey.
Craig, are you on? Craig is not on.
All right, Craig has to call.
Kind of tough because this was his segment.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Well, I will tell you, I'm going to try and play Craig Ranch today.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Wow, that was a painful listen. It's 8 o'clock on America's favorite radio station and time for the emergency break of the week. George is totes on vacay today, and I have the most difficult job in broadcasting. I'm the backup host of the emergency break of the week, so bear with me.
I'm the emergency host.
Yes. So if something happens to me, if I need a save shot during this broadcast.
Stop it. You're going to be using save shot all the time now.
If I need a save shot during this segment, are you prepared to step in?
I guess so. unless I then need a save shot. Then it's Tony.
Oh,
and then
God.
The P1s are really screwed.
Oh, no. All right. We better make it through the segment then.
You think we're bad at radio? Tony's like the worst.
I got a good topic for you guys.
Oh, he's already starting.
All right, we have three candidates, as always, for the emergency break of the week. It's been another bad week of broadcasting here at The Little Ticket. Candidate number one comes to us from the hard line. Once again, Mike Reiner, the godfather of The Little Ticket, is up for an e-break. So the hard line was talking about television shows that get turned into movies. When Mike thinks he hears his partners talking about an old TV show, but they actually weren't talking about that show at all.
We have Starsky and Hutch. We have, and I'll go back to the 60s, Beverly Hillbillies. You have the Brady Bunch. You have I Dream a Genie. What in the 70s am I missing out on?
The A-Team.
The A-Team. That was the 80s. I mean, you have Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Jackson Browne's guitar player is Ilya Kuryakin's son?
Who?
In The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
I never saw it.
Oh. Okay, never mind then.
You
just mentioned it, didn't you, The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No. No, he didn't.
We were too young, right?
Yeah, we were. So, hang on. You just heard something that actually wasn't said?
Yeah, that series was canceled before I was born.
Well, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, man, that was great.
That is so weird to me because that's so specific, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and he thought he heard that, but they never said anything even remotely close.
No. He's hearing other voices from other rooms.
And I want to hear that one more time because the way he just throws that in there. It almost sounds like a drop. It's so just out of the blue.
We have Starsky and Hutch. We have, and I'll go back to the 60s, Beverly Hillbillies. You have the Brady Bunch. You have I Dream a Genie. What in the 70s am I missing out on?
The A-Team.
The A-Team. That was the 80s. I mean, you have Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Jackson Browne's guitar player is Ilya Kuryakin's son?
Who?
In The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
I never saw it.
Oh, okay, never mind then. You
there
just mentioned it,
U.N.C.L.E.
didn't you, The
movie?
Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No. No, he didn't.
We were too young, right?
Yeah, we were. So, hang on. You just heard something that actually wasn't said?
Yeah, that series was canceled before I was born.
Well, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, man, that was great.
Wow, that is a classic example of an e-break. All right, so that's Mike Ryan.
I need to pull that as a drop.
Yes, absolutely.
You know that.
All right, candidate number two, Fox Sports Southwest. This is during the Stars postgame show the other night after the big win over the Wild. Josh Bogorad, Craig Ludwig, and I believe this is Studer Barnes in studio trying to discuss the big win.
It's Brett Severin.
Is it Severin? Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to discuss the big win when the fire alarm in the studio goes off.
I love the guy. He goes to those hard areas. He knows he's going to get pummeled when he gets in there. Does all the little things. And I don't know, is that the... I didn't think they could find me.
I'm wondering if that's the third wind siren or if we're in imminent
danger. Normally they don't find me in the studio.
Hopefully we're okay and we'll let you know or you'll find out if we're not. The Stars, though, they get this big win. And, guys, we talk about closing out games. And the other one-goal victory this series came in Game 2. And it was a...
About that, but let's send it back to the hottest studio show. They've set off alarms.
An alarming group back there.
Oh, is it Luds ever? Luds is escaping. I don't know if he's leaving or just checking to see if we're going to be okay. Report back to us, will you? Okay. Luds is maybe going outside for a reason. And with that, we're going to take a break. Keep your fingers crossed, folks.
Wow, that's pretty hard to fight through, but they did their best.
They did it for about 5 minutes longer than that, too.
Good Lord.
A lot.
Wow. All right, that's candidate number two. And candidate number three, he's been up before. It's Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle. So he's on with Norm and Donovan. And even though the new lineup from 10 to noon was debuted back in August, with not just Norm, but now it's Norm and Donovan, the Normandy invasion. And even though Rick Carlisle has been on with Norm and Donovan a few times since August, since Donnie joined the show, for whatever reason, he acts like he has no idea who Donnie is, or maybe he just wants to talk to Norm. Whatever, he pulled the e-brake for sure.
Well, congratulations, Coach, again, making the playoffs. It was a crazy year. I do kind of want to go back to the Sacramento game where things kind of turned defensively. Was it the one where you just had to sit there and go, okay, we're not going to survive if this thing continues to go like this?
Is this your show or is this Norm's show?
It's both of our shows.
Who's leading this whole thing?
You know what? I'm going to take the lead right now. Is that okay?
I was told I was talking to Norm today.
They didn't mention me at all?
No.
Well, I can go home then, right?
You can, yeah, sure.
All right. I'll let you talk to Norm. Just forget the question I even asked. I'll let you talk to Norm.
The Sacramento game was ugly.
Okay. I can't read him whether he's thinks he's being playful or whether he's just a royal jerk.
I know. I think both are in play, actually. Because he's been on with Norm and Donnie at least two other times since it's become the Norm and Donnie show. And he's a smart guy, right? Everybody talks that Rick Carlisle's IQ is off the charts and all that. He has to know Donovan is now part of the show. He has to listen. He comes in to the gym at 10 every morning. He's listening.
Yeah, I don't know how he studied Bobby Knight and came away with a conclusion of, that is the way to be.
Right.
Because that is just that ridiculous, unproductive, time-wasting provocateur maneuver.
Yeah, listen.
Unless he just is that socially awkward that he just doesn't know how to joke around. And he's trying to be funny and friendly. It's just not coming across that way.
And the only way he knows how to be funny is by being a jerk?
I guess so, or he didn't think that this was being a jerk, like he was just being playful, and he didn't realize that it could come off as being jerky.
I just listen
by questioning the legitimacy of Donnie.
Yeah, listen one more time because I feel so bad for Donnie here.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Coach, again, making the playoffs. It was a crazy year. I do kind of want to go back to the Sacramento game where things kind of turned defensively. Was it the one where you just had to sit there and go, okay, we're not going to survive if this thing continues to go like this.
Is this your show or is this Norm's show?
It's both of our shows.
Who's leading this whole thing?
You know what? I'm going to take the lead right now. Is that okay?
I was told I was talking to Norm today.
They didn't mention me at all?
No.
Well, I can go home then, right?
You can, yeah, sure.
All right. I'll let you talk to Norm. Just forget the question I even asked. I'll let you talk to Norm.
Listen, the Sacramento game was ugly.
So awkward. Yeah, I can't read it.
Norm is so happy. I don't know what he was intending there.
But if he was intending to be a jerk, it really makes me hate him. Anytime you start messing with Donnie, it gets my dander up.
All right, let's let the P1s vote. Emergency break of the week. Is it Mike from the Hardline, Fox Sports Southwest with the alarm problems in studio, or Mavs coach Rick Carlisle dissing Donnie? 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? You got to punch
like to
him up.
To vote for Lucifer Beelzebub Hitchkiss. This is Big Al. Let's take it over top by top.
Okay, Norm's not a candidate, but thank you.
What?
Punch him up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, I'd like to vote responsibly for Mike, and shout out to George's Green Eggs and Ham Underpants.
Okay.
Gross.
They'll appreciate that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who's the e-break champ this week?
The P1CR would like to vote responsibly for Mike Reiner and Dina Friend Gingerbottom.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for?
I'd like to vote for Dale Henson's Backdoor Diamonds and Pearls Smuggling Ring.
Not a candidate, but thank you for the effort. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like?
Hey, folks, did I hear that Texas Western University is going to have football next
year? Yep, 20s per knock you. Hi, they'll find you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Reginald Slice Warnborn.
Thank you. Courage.
All right, I'll put that down. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote responsibly for Dan and Mike.
I guess that's the first one, Mike Reiner. All right, he takes a 3-0 lead. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Junior, Gordon, Stan Andersky, Ruben's boss, Jimmy Reiner, Mazel, Mazel.
Okay, a concise vote from Stan Andersky. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Can I plug something?
I guess.
CVS, where you can get all of your medicine.
Well, they didn't pay for that, but all right, we'll allow it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to vote responsibly for Uncle Reiner. Thank you.
Wow, that was quick, and that was unanimous. The winner of the emergency break of the week from the Hardline, Mike Reiner, who got confused as to what his colleagues were talking about.
Not one vote for Prince pushing the up button?
No, not one vote.
Okay.
We have Starsky and Hutch. We have, I'll go back to the 60s, Beverly Hillbillies. You have the Brady Bunch. You have I Dream a Genie. What in the 70s am I missing out on?
The A-Team.
The A-Team. That was the 80s. I mean, you have Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Jackson Browne's guitar player is Ilya Kuryakin's son?
Who?
In The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
I never saw it.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. You just mentioned it, didn't you? The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No. No, we didn't.
We were too young, right?
Yeah, we were. So, hang on. You just heard something that actually wasn't said?
Yeah, that series was canceled before I was born.
Well, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, man, that was great.
All right, it's been a big year for Mike. How many wins is that?
He's got back-to-back, 3 of the last 6 weeks, 63 total. Let's just shut it down.
Wow. What a player.